This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to a spectacular vintage year in food news, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA Angels app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. One of my favorite subjects of conversation. We're talking about pizza, and we're just not talking about pizza. We are being visited right here in studio with two fairly acclaimed pizzaiolas. This is two members of the culinary team from Truly Pizza in Dana Point, just coming up, I think, on their year anniversary, and really a destination spot. Usually, pizza joints don't have a lot of atmosphere, and we'll be getting into this with the gents, but not only does Truly Pizza have two wonderful styles of pizza, but it also has, unusually, atmosphere, and it's actually on two levels. So it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Chris and Chef Sergio back to the show. Gentlemen, just as we went to break, we were talking with Chef Sergio about the ovens that he uses, and you use an electric oven. Sergio, tell us a little bit about what the electric oven gives you in terms of your product.
So with the electric oven, it gives every pizza consistency. We have two decks. One is mainly for our rounds, one is mainly for our squares. And with those, each pizza needs a certain temperature and a certain amount of heat to cook evenly. With our rounds, we like a nice crispy bottom, so we have the bottom heat a little bit more higher than the top, but we also want the lightness and the nice golden brown crust, and that's why we go with a little bit lower heat on top. For the squares, we do so many squares. It's amazing to see that Orange County loves square pizzas. You know, going into it, we were assuming it was going to be more round heavy, but after doing it 8-9 months, it's definitely taken over squares. And with that, we need a lot of heat. We adjust the oven maybe 60 degrees hotter as we get busy. But with the electric oven, it allows us to create the perfect temperature throughout our slowest hour to our busiest hour.
Now, Sergio, you mentioned that you do two general types of pizza, the round and the square. Can you be a little bit more specific about what the differences are? And for the square pizza, you only do a certain number of dough rounds per day. And when it's gone, it's gone. So you, on occasion, will run out of the square pizza as you get into the evening hours. Explain that to us, if you will.
So with the squares, we can only make so much a day because we only have so many pans a day, but it's a whole process. We use a 3-day fermentation, but we also have a pullish that we use, and that's to help keep age the dough, which also in return gives flavor to the dough. But it also helps us keep up with the production of dough. If not, we would have dough in our walk-in, you know, 3 to 5 days just to achieve the same flavor and texture that we have with our pies now. And we can we have a process. Consistency is a key to that. So everything's timed. Our pullish sits for a certain amount of hours. Our dough is made in a certain amount of hours. Then we let it rest for a certain amount of hours. And then we have to make sure the temperature of the room is correct. It just overall that whole process gives us what we, you know, produce. But at the same time, it kind of only allows us to do so many squares. It's kind of the same procedure with the rounds, but we can make more rounds easier than squares because we don't have to do the extra step of par baking. And
Good. Chris, on a busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you're doing lunch and dinner. Just to give our listeners an idea of how busy Truly Pizza is in Dana Point, how many pizzas might go out?
Well, first of all, I have to say we're overwhelmed and humbled and shocked every day that people come. You know, it's really a beautiful experience to put out a product and to have people enjoy it and to welcome them in. It's really overwhelming. But, you know, on a busy Friday, Saturday, we're doing 500-600 pizzas, you know, and we're very fortunate to have that. I don't want anyone to ever feel like we take that for granted. We appreciate every person that orders a pizza from us. We know that there's plenty of options to choose from. And we're very, very humbled and full of gratitude for them coming to eat with us every day. Because as Sergio mentioned, the amount of time and care that goes into that, I think that's starting to resonate with customers and seeing the difference in what we do and what other pizzerias do. There is a lot more that goes into our pizza than just, you know, throwing some flour in a mixer and calling it a day. You know, that's definitely not what we do. And like I said, luckily they're coming. So it makes us really happy.
Chris, as they say, it's all good. And I think you're bringing a little bit of pizza sophistication to Dana Point that, you know, prior to your arrival, some people like to say even an average pizza on a good day is pretty good.
Sure.
But, you know, you've elevated the game and, you know, there are a lot of chain pizzas that are within your market area. So it's great to see that the dining public appreciates the difference. And I know that it gladdens your heart, which is why you just mentioned all of this. Chris, getting back to the design of Truly Pizza, the concept evolved during the construction process because initially, I believe the thought was that this was all going to mainly be to go and take out. Tell us about that aspect of things, because boy, it didn't end up that way.
For sure, it did not end up that way, thankfully. Originally that was the idea, was just to have like a slice window, runner service type thing, kind of grab and go, super casual atmosphere. And then after we saw it being built and the almost finished product, we all came together as a group and said, you know, this has to be a full-on restaurant with full service. And I'm so glad that we went that route. I know Serge is just as happy. And then ultimately, all we're trying to do is make Donna and John happy. So I know that they're extremely pleased with the way things are going and the way that things turned out. And, you know, like, and you said before, how many people run through there, and we're just overwhelmed with that gratitude. So it's an amazing time. It is.
Tell us a little bit about how the garden design is evolving, because mm-hmm. when you're inside Truly Pizza, you're really not aware of what is around you. It is this garden oasis that's still in the process of growing out, but it's still, you know, pretty lovely in its own way in terms of you don't feel you're on a busy city street, which you face.
Yeah, it is very, very unique. We're not just a box of a restaurant. You'll when you're dining on the patio on the main floor, you'll be able to see us, Serge and I, in the kitchen, right through the windows. We're right there in front of you. And then on that main floor, you're surrounded by lemon trees, olive trees, a beautiful trellis, all of our beautiful like heaters that are going. So there's flames going, there's string lights. It was meant to be like you were just kind of walking past your neighbor's backyard and kind of peeking in and seeing them eating pizza in the back. Like, that was the vision. It's all Donna's vision, Donna Baldwin's vision. And like I tell everyone, we're just trying to match that food to her beautiful vision of that restaurant. And then upstairs, there's a beautiful stairwell. As you saw, it's kind of, we call it the kind of stairway to heaven type deal.
It's definitely a design element.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And upstairs, beautiful fireplace. Again, the lemon trellis. And then the view of beautiful Orange County all around the rolling hills. And we just missed the ocean, but it's a little bit more of like a romantic, quieter patio than downstairs, which is like the kind of hustle and bustle, as you mentioned, of being on the main street, but still kind of enclosed. So it's almost like two restaurants in one. It's pretty beautiful. It's amazing.
But you still do get that sea air, and that must have an impact on the dough and the cooking cycle.
We found that out. We did find that out once we came down to Orange County. Everything that we did in Las Vegas and the test kitchens didn't necessarily translate. It took us a little bit to figure all that out. As I tell everyone, we're still a work in progress. We're hoping to get better every day. But we think we figured that out by now. As you said, almost a year in. So we're pretty comfortable in where we're going and where we are. But it definitely was a change being in the desert and creating all these recipes to being a block away from the ocean.
Well, but, you know, Chris, you and Sergio, you're all good at R&D, so, you know, you adapt. But, again, for people that don't take the process of preparing and baking a pizza all that seriously, you know, you defrost something and throw it in the oven.
Yeah.
It's good to have that perspective because this is serious.
Yeah, I mean, this is how we feed our families. So we have to take it serious and put all that we can into it. You know, we do obviously like to have a lot of fun while we're working, but at the end of the day, we really care about every product that we put out. And, you know, I think you saw when you stopped by, you know, John wrote that little love letter inside that pizza box. And, you know, we take that into consideration every day. It's not like we're just throwing pizza together and like whatever happens, happens, where there's really a lot of thought and care that goes into everything that we do. Not just the pizza, but everything that we do. And, like you said, it's resonating with the community, which is great.
Hear, hear. We are talking with two of the pizzaiolas from Truly Pizza in Dana Point. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side because we need to talk about the menu. And we also want to talk about what slice they are doing at Pizza City Fest LA. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The men brought blues in 70.